Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Nina Knight from Family First, and I'm trying to reach out Mr. Kenneth Gray.
And this is him. How are you doing today?
I'm finding yourself. So I'm the
Oh.
supervisor here at Family First, and I just got tagged in a message that you're having a hard time with the HHA app.
Yes.
So I'm calling to give you some assistance. You have any
Okay.
time?
Give me one second so I can put my headphone on so I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm at the dialysis center right now. Client, hold on one second. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. So, do you have an Android or Apple phone?
I have an Android.
Okay, just go to your Play Store and
Mm-hmm.
then I want you to download the app called HHA Exchange. It's going to
I
be
got you.
two, so I don't want you to download the one with the plus on the end.
No, I have the one with the three dots around the X.
Okay.
The one, yeah.
So once you download that, let me know what happens after that when you click open.
I already have it downloaded. I just had to go into it and put
Now,
my pin.
question.
Now it says, when I open it, it says click the, let's see,
Now,
once
question. When
this
you first
update
downloaded
your
the
account.
app, and you click open, did you get a little white small box that say go to App Store or close?
I'm not certain. I think I did because I got it from the App Store when I downloaded it. Then it brought up the other one with the plus next to it, the
Yeah,
colorful one.
because if you
Yeah.
click go to App Store, it's going to redirect you to the business app.
Okay. Yes. I'm at the one, the HHA, the orange and the white
Okay,
that
so click on
and
those three. Did you get an
dot.
email from HHA?
No.
Okay, so we got to start over. So do
So
me a
it says
favor.
update profile. It has a
So
question mark.
can you click on that part where it say update profile?
Okay. Now you got my name and everything and the question mark about the security number. Let me do
Okay,
that.
and what, yeah,
It's basically saying only one company could be at here at one time. Once
So,
they
do me a
found.
favor. Go back into the HHA where you put your email in and password, and I want you to click Forgot Password.
Okay. Reset. I'm at reset password.
Yep. Then you should get a little message just saying account lock. HHA is going to send you instructions. So now I just need you to go to your email account and look for that email that HHA sent you.
Okay, and
Now,
then
in that fine print of that email that they sent you, in that paragraph, there's going to be a temporary password with two quotation marks on both sides. I need you to hold that spot with your finger until you see the word cut, copy, and paste come up. I want you to copy that password.
Yes.
And then I want you to go back into HHA where you can put your email in and password.
Okay.
Once you get to that spot, I want you to click the password box until those same three words come up again and paste that password there. Once you do that, it should direct you to selecting a password of your choice.
Yes, it is.
So just make sure the first letter is capitalized. It only allows one capitalized letter.
Okay, I did it, then I typed the number in, then it went back to the same thing I had prior. When the screen told me, I had to wait for the supervisor, the right.
Okay.
To the right to update
so now,
your profile.
Try to click on that top part where it say update your profile.
Yes.
Do you see a 7-digit mobile ID number?
Yes, it's 6-2. No, that's way more than a mobile. That's more than 7 digits.
So I don't want the. That's the mobile device ID number. I want the mobile.
That's the
ID.
Mobile device.
Yeah, so it didn't give you one, correct?
No.
Okay, let me see if I can get you in on my end. And your email is KennethGray215@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me just see if I can log into your account. Now, I just resetted your password again. Do me a favor. When you get that message from HHA, can you screenshot that message and forward it to me?
What's the number?
267.
Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry. 267.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7414. Okay, it just came through. Okay. Try to see if I can link your account.
Appreciate all your help.
No problem. We just try to get all our caregivers with compliance with the state.
I understand, trust me.
Now tell me, what would you like your password to be?
Kenneth G1, capital K, capital G.
Wait, it's only one capital letter. That's probably why I wasn't going through.
Oh, well, just Kenneth, Kevin
So,
K.
Kenneth,
G.
uh-huh.
G1.
You said G as in go?
Yes, G as in gray.
Uh-huh. And you need like a number or something?
One.
One? Okay, one.
Number
gotcha.
One. Yes.
All right. Kenneth G. So that registered successfully. So the reason why I didn't register because you was using two capitalized letters and they don't allow it.
Okay.
Let me see G1. Let me see if I can log in. Click the box. Update that. Now, have you ever gotten past the part of creating your profile with your name, your last 4 digits of your social and everything?
I'm not during this time when
okay.
I'm doing it with y'all, but
gotcha.
With the two other companies.
Now, question, have you ever had an HHA account before?
Yes, under a different email with a number.
Do you have access to that email? It only allow you to have one email account at a time.
Yes, I do have that access to that email.
Okay. Do you know what that email is?
Kenny.
K-E-N-N-Y. Uh-huh.
314-83.
Wait, you said, what was the number?
314-83@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So that's why I wasn't going through. So I have Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, 314-83@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I wasn't going through. Let's go back out. Now, do me a favor. Go to that email account that you just gave me and get that password that HHA sent you there and forward it to me. And I'm going to use the same password, which is the Kenny G1, okay?
Okay.
Or Kenneth G1.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, I got your 7-digit mobile ID number. Let me just link your file, and then I'm going to ask you to log into your account once I link your file. 495-2931. Okay, refresh your page. Oh, wait, it says this caregiver mobile profile does not match what we have in the system. So I got to take this profile number.
My cell phone number changed.
Okay, HHA going to tell me what's different on it. So I put it, that number in. See what we have that's not matching. Try your birthday. 3 14 19 3. Now, question: when you set this email, HHA account up, did you happen to use your client's information instead of yours?
No.
Okay.
I used all mine. My only thing that may have changed is my phone number was 607-1102, and that was 231-5339.
Let's see if I can do it by the email. 31483@gmail.com. Let's see if that come up. So let me try to find it this way. Saying no results is found with that. Because I don't think it'd be the actual phone number. Okay, you are my 495-2931. That's a KENNETHG1. Can I give you a call back in 5 minutes? I got to take this to my administrator to see if he can try to link your account, okay?
Take your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.